Well, we're part of a team of people that coordinate it all. Yes, I mean, I think there's an awful lot of people that make it happen. But yeah, we try and coordinate it.
Okay, now just for anybody that might not know, I can't believe there will be many people that don't know, but just give us a brief outline of what Carfest is.
Carfest is really, we think, Britain's greatest family festival. It was created by Chris Evans with a vision that there needs to be something for everybody in the family. So there's an amazing set of cars that drive around our track during the daytime. There's a huge collection of chefs, celebrity and otherwise, cooking food. There's lots of different worlds for families to visit. And then we all end up together in front of the stage in the evening for the most fantastic and often eclectic musical lineup. And mostly the people that come are in groups and family groups, and we entertain everybody, and it's all done to raise money for children's charities.
Yes.
So it's a very, very happy, lovely, slightly pretend world that we've built. We all have a good time.
Well, everybody loves a slightly pretend world. I think it does us good from time to time, to be honest
it
with you.
It does, yeah.
The lineup, the musical lineup, is just incredible. You know, big names from right across the genres.
Yes. Yeah, we... Because Chris Evans has been in the music business for a very long time, he's got an awful lot of friends that help us out.
Yeah.
And what that means is we go deep into history with people like Tony Christie and the Jacksons. And then we also have the most, you know, up-to-date stars like Jack Savaretti and Tom Adele. We've got Clean Bandit this year. And then we do things like, sort of rather silly things, like we have our own supergroup. We're appearing in the supergroup this year will be Sheridan Smith, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, The Feeling, and Katie Tunstall. And Carfest does things slightly differently. We have two stages rather than one. We put on a show. We have all sorts of surprise guests show up. So it's never quite just a normal music festival.
Well,
but we're very excited about the lineup. We've recently added the Kaiser Chiefs. We've got Jules Holland. We've got All Saints. And basically there's three nights of all sorts of wonderful music.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a whole set of huge, huge names from the world of music, which is great. I was going to ask you, what is it that makes Carfest different from other festivals? But I guess you've kind of already sort of said...
Well, yeah, but I think deep down, because it's raising money for kids' charities, because it's for the family, I think it's what is special about it is that it represents a hugely kind approach to life. People have already been very generous just by buying their tickets. We give 25% of what they pay for their tickets straight to kids charities, to children in need, and a series of other children's charities. So everybody's decided to be a good sort just by coming. We take that money irrespective of however the event performs and give that straight to children's charities. And this year we will pass £16 million raised in the 8 years we've been going.
Incredible.
For kids charities. So everybody comes with a good attitude. They then come with a sense of humour and a sense of fun. And the whole event feels like a kind of festival of kindness, really. And it's the one event of the year I have to take all my friends and family to.
Mm.
And on the way back, when we leave Carfest, they always say, isn't it a shame that the world is not quite as nice as Carfest is?
Yeah.
And so it's a lovely place to live.
Mm. And of course, camping is an option over the weekend. And what a beautiful place to have it, Bolesworth. Lovely.
It's in Bolesworth Castle. You can see to the Welsh Mountains. You can see when the weather's coming and you can see the sunset.
Mm.
And more than half of people that come to it camp. So we, at night, when we're switching the lights off, and we leave quite a lot of lights on the sort of festoon lights, but you basically know that in our village, the Carfest village, 20,000 people are going to sleep.
That's great.
And it's a really sort of beautiful thing.
I love that. Well, it's only 2 weeks and 2 days to go, and we're all counting. We're all looking forward to it, Chris. Good luck with the final stages of preparation, and we'll see you there at the end of July.
Good. We'll look forward to welcoming our usual lovely Carfest North crowd.